Patient name, Riley, parentheses, a.k.a. Dasha, D-A-S-H-A, unparentheses, last name O'Brien. Patient referred to this writer by her cousin, Rebecca, who is a current patient of writer. Chief complaint, I want to change psychiatrists. I didn't like the way how the medications made me feel. Unquote. History of present illness. This is a 20-year-old single Caucasian female who was seen for her first session today by telehealth, to which she consented. The patient is a student at Marist College. She is currently living at home with her parents for the summer. The onset of her illness was in middle school period. When her adoptive parents divorced, her illness became worse. She has been asymptomatic until she came back to her parents' house. When school ended, she's complaining of much anxiety, period. She gets annoyed and anxious much more easily when home. When she is with her parents, it is difficult for her to eat, period. She has a history of restrictive eating. She denies history of bulimia, no laxative, exercise, abuse, or vomiting. Her restrictive eating started at age 12 and went on until her senior year in high school. It stopped in 2022. However, now that she is home for the summer, it seems to have gotten worse. She has no suicidal ideations, no non-suicidal ideations, self-injurious behaviors or thoughts. Her mood is described as usually pretty good, in quotes. She stated it was, quote, more out of whack, unquote, when taking all of the medications that her previous psychiatrist had her on. She admits that she hasn't taken these medications, though she continued to see the psychiatrist, Dr. Kanji, for over 1 year. She stated that her therapist, Victoria, is aware that she hasn't taken her meds for 1 year. Dr. Kanji has her on buspirone 50 milligrams POTID, Abilify 20 milligrams POBID, Lamictal 175 milligrams BID. The patient stated she is on a high dose of Seroquel, but she doesn't know the dose. She stated she has not been depressed for a year and a half. She has a history of washing her hands in very hot water, simply out of anxiety, but she does not have obsessive thoughts or compulsive rituals. She denies panic attacks. She denies any history of depression whatsoever. She has never been psychotic. However, she does have a history of manic episodes. Past psychiatric history. The patient stated she was in and out of hospitals starting in 2020 after COVID. She has been seeing her therapist, Victoria, for a year and a half on a weekly basis by telehealth. She does go to Victoria's office when she is home from school. The patient has a history of non-suicidal, self-injurious behavior. When she was young, she told her teacher that she felt like harming herself, and they called her parents. She went to Mather Hospital for 2 weeks. and she was in and out of there for every 2 weeks, six or seven times. After that, she went for a long-term partial hospitalization at Mather. The patient has a history of one overdose on Motrin. It was treated conservatively at Mather. No ICU or hospital medical admission. She has not engaged in any cutting behaviors for 1 year. The last hospitalization was in either 2020 or 2021. Parentheses, the patient doesn't recall, unparentheses. She was agitated with her parents and was hospitalized. There was an incident where she lost $200,000 just by spending money, giving her credit card information out online, getting scammed. She stated she would go to random guys' houses, which were out of character for her. She does have insight that this is manic behavior. Her total hospitalizations were three times on the adolescent ward at Mather, three to four times on the adult ward. The patient feels that she has ADHD. She stated she can't stop moving, but she is aware that stimulants may only activate her mania. As far as her cutting behavior goes, she would cut her legs, her hips. Her legs required staples once, and she also required 15 sutures to a leg at another time. Family history. The patient is adopted. She stated that the biological father was absent after the mother got pregnant. The mother was alcoholic. The patient has not had contact with her biological mother. She recognizes that is not likely an option for her to get together with her biological mother, and is not, quote, hung up on it, unquote. Her adoptive parents have some mental health concerns. The adoptive mother has attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and her adoptive father sees a therapist. Substance abuse, addictive behaviors. The patient does not engage in much drinking. She stated she does not use substance often. She used to use cannabis on a daily basis, but no longer does so. She felt that every single person smoked, and she caved into peer pressure at the time. She has been intoxicated in the past, but doesn't like the feelings. She doesn't like to dull her emotions. She prefers to feel her feelings and learn how to handle it. There's never been any other illicit drug use. She has vaped nicotine when she was intoxicated. no IV drug use. The patient feels too stressed or forgets to eat, which is consistent with the restrictive eating behavior that she states is only present in the presence of her adoptive parents. Medical, no known drug allergies. She stated she became manic on SSRIs. She has migraine headaches. She takes sumatriptan, 100 milligrams, Clio, as needed, 3 to 4 times. No. Scratch that. She takes Imitrex, 100 milligrams, as needed. She has only had to take it about 3 or 4 times recently. She has seen a neurologist, a migraine specialist, and had a CT scan. She sees a chiropractor whom she needs to see less, who helps her with her headaches. She only sees him 1 to 2 times every now and then for an adjustment. The patient is on ondansetron, 4 milligrams oral PRN by her primary care doctor. Doctor, I will spell it AKINSEMOYN. Social, the patient, oh, I'm sorry, surgical, none. Social, the patient is a student at Marist College. She's going into her third year. She's in the criminal justice program. Very soon, she is getting her paralegal certification. She lives between her mother and her father. When home from school, she is currently with her father. She works at the PetSmart Puppy Hotel. She would like to be a vet, but decided that she couldn't hurt an animal or put it to sleep, so she decided to pursue criminal justice instead. She would like to have a single room next semester to decrease extraneous stimuli. Developmental, the patient stated that when she was growing up, her mother was controlling. Her father would trigger her acting out behavior. She stated that she was on Dean's list both semesters last year, obtaining a 3.7 GPA. She was in honors classes all throughout high school, and she enjoys reading, music, and being with her dog. She feels that it would be beneficial to have a support animal. The patient stated that she is okay with gaining about 10 to 15 pounds. She doesn't mind. She doesn't seem to have any distortion of her body image. She is 5'9" and stands 130 pounds. Her sexual orientation is straight. She is not in a relationship. Diagnosis, bipolar disorder type 1, most recent episode manic, plan evaluate for ADHD, but we'll hold off on any stimulant therapy due to history of mania. RX Vraylar, 1.5 milligrams PO once daily. CEMR for mental status examination. Addendum, the patient admitted to be sexually abused by her first boyfriend, emotionally abused by her mother, physically abused one time by her mother. She stated that she has nightmares about her dad abusing her. There are some features of PTSD, but she does not meet the full criteria.